Attendance is down at many of Wisconsin's ski hills that are fortunate enough to be open. If a ski hill in Wisconsin is open, it's covered in manufactured snow because there's little of the real stuff across the state, most of which is melted. At Alpine Valley Resort in Elkhorn, the general manager is Bruce Firestone. He says over the last decade, they've planned ahead and invested millions of dollars into energy-efficient snowmakers. Firestone says under the right weather conditions, workers are able to cover the runs in snow in a couple nights.
The drawback to no natural snow is it always affects how people get excited about the sport. In other words, if there's snow in the backyard, maybe on Wednesday, then they think about it and they come out Thursday or Friday.
Firestone says attendance has been off by more than 10%. Alpine Valley had to close a couple days due to rain. Crystal Ridge in Franklin usually opens around December 7th, but still isn't open. General Manager Terry Owen says the humidity from Lake Michigan and the temperature has prevented them from making snow around the clock. Mount La Crosse General Manager Darcy Bridle says making snow is an expensive venture.
We're paying a staff to run 24 hours a day, not to mention the electricity and all of that. So it is expensive to do, but it's a cost we would like to be having right now because we'd like to be making snow around the clock.
Bridle says four of Mount La Crosse's 19 runs are open. Managers recommend contacting Hills for up-to-date snow reports. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.